We're in Indianapolis, and now it's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reed from our New York studios up in Harlem. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Listen, according to the Children's Defense Fund, gun violence is the leading cause of death for black children in America. Black teens are twice as likely to be killed by guns, while white children are more likely to die in car accidents. Now, black teen males are especially at risk. We know this for sure. Now, in New York City, June is Gun Violence Awareness Month. And in honor of that, I wanted to introduce our listeners to a woman that has been fighting against gun violence and protecting troubled teens for most of her life. In fact, Tom, President Obama, Oprah, Deepak Chopra are among those who praise her work to keep our streets safe. In fact, she served on a task force the president convened after the Sandy Hook massacre. I'm going inside her story with global youth advocate, CEO, and founder of the Life Camp Incorporated, Miss Erica Ford. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Tom.
Now, you heard those statistics I gave off the top. It's really bad out there for our youth, and we know that from what we see in the news. How does Gun Violence Awareness Month make a difference?
It makes a difference by first and foremost bringing awareness and attention to the issue. A lot of times, you know, we hear about cancer, we hear about the fight for AIDS, but we don't hear about the disease called violence and the role that people can play to help support and help end the epidemic that has taken so many of our valuable children's lives.
Now, what advice do you give parents out there who, you know, particularly in those high crime neighborhoods, how do they keep their kids from becoming the next Hydea Pendleton, the young girl in Chicago that was shot to death walking home with friends?
One of the things that our parents can do is become more engaged in what and who their children are with and doing, and just be conscious of the environment. Know, you know, what's happening on their social media, and get engaged in organizations like ours and efforts like this prior to situations happening, because the collective body working together to end the epidemic and change the culture of violence in our community can work. You know, here in New York, we all came together to do Gun Violence Awareness Month, and we work strongly together. And in our Brooklyn site, they've had up to 368 days with no shootings in the target area.
Wow.
Staten Island, they've had up to 282 days with no shootings. So these things work. And the more of us that work together, the more of us can be alive and be safe in our community and have our children grow a fruitful life.
When you talk about us working, you have something, a program that's like a first response team of residents that rush to the scene of shootings in different New York neighborhoods. Tell me about how effective that is.
It's very effective because a lot of times, you know, the police come after a situation and they help to either arrest the person or whatever. Our first responders go and mediate the beat. They engage in two individuals who might have a potential to shoot someone or be shot, and they talk them down and they work them through that beef and that conflict to resolve it so that no one's life is lost. And or they, you know, you talked about Hydea Pendleton, they work with families who've lost their children, because a lot of times families stop living after their children lose their lives. So we help them continue to live and see hope and prosperity in the next days. And
bless your heart.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, more and more girls, we know this, are involved with gangs and violence. We saw that particularly with that video from that McDonald's brawl. What's attracting girls to this lifestyle?
You know, the emotional disease of violence is becoming so ratchet in our community. When we look at these TV shows that promote the culture of ignorance to our young girls, they don't know the impact of these shows that it has on young girls' minds. These young girls are like sponges, and they pick up this madness, and they live that lifestyle because they want to be down. Everybody wants to be down with what's hot, and that ignorance on a TV is what's hot. So they do those fights, and those fights become situations that lead to young girls losing their lives and becoming more and more incarcerated every day.
And they want to be famous.
Yeah, yeah, they do. That's why they post those videos.
They put it up and they get, yep, quote-unquote, social media famous.
Like, yeah. Well, yeah. Erica, we appreciate all that you do. Tom, yesterday she was on a special, she was part of a special gathering on police and community relations and sat right next to Police Commissioner Bill Bratton here in New York City. Erica's out there
tips?
Doing her thing. Yeah, are you hopeful about the relationship between the police and the African-American community, Erica?
Yes, I am hopeful because I think that the tide is changing. The millennials are working hard to make sure that their voices are being heard. And other individuals like myself working to make sure that the police respect that and change the nature of how they relate. And it's going to change. You know,
yeah.
Yesterday was a good conversation.
Well, thank you for all you do, Erica.
Yeah,
I know it's a tough job, but we
appreciate it. I love your passion. I love your passion for changing our community, especially with our little girls. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Will.
Yeah.